This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Fort Madison is still trying to finalize details to allow Amtrak to operate out of a historic downtown depot. The city has been negotiating for roughly a decade with Amtrak and BNSF, which owns the land and the tracks near the depot. The city council in November signed off on what appeared to be the final contracts to make Amtrak's relocation official. But city manager David Varley says BNFS has since asked for a couple more changes to the contracts. The city council approved those changes this week. Varley says the most significant is a safety requirement for people who work on the depot's passenger rail platform, which will be constructed once all of the agreements are complete.
They're requiring anybody that goes on the platform, like to do routine maintenance, push snow, sweep, change a light bulb, has to go to their website once a year and take a safety course and have a little card in their pocket that says they've completed the safety course.
Varley says the test will cost about $20 per person. He says BNSF is also requesting some changes to the construction plans for the passenger rail platform. Varley says that's being addressed. He does not expect the changes to increase the estimated price tag of $1.2 million. Varley says once BNSF and Amtrak sign off on the revised agreements, the Iowa Department of Transportation will put the platform project out for bid. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.